want to go to the table of the Lord, and I want all the phone calls finished as we go to the table. Get the elements in your home, fruit of the vine and bread. If you don't have the fruit of the vine, get water rather than not participate with us. Wine or grape juice and bread. And several nights ago, we issued a doc note, which I'm not making available tonight, as we taught on Isaiah 53. And we saw that the words in the original Hebrew of Isaiah 53 have the suffering Messiah, which is Christ, pointing to Calvary, not just dying for sinning man, but literally carrying our sins. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. As the mediator, he removed all charges that might be raised against us by the accuser of the brethren. And by the way, I'm not trying to wear my hat in some flippant manner. Because of my lame back, they've substituted a chair, or because of the pain of the shingles, that the chair I normally use, the ridge hits right where the pain is. They put this hat, they put this chair, and it knocks my hat down. I can't wear my hat without tilting it. So I'm not trying to be rakish. That's my natural state. I don't need the penumbria. But I can't. This chair is good for my back, but not good for my hats. That's for all you radio people. Jesus had laid on him our sins. Every sin, past, present, and future, was laid on him, and he carried it away. Gone. We then analyzed the words and showed the alternatives available for the passage where it says, he carried our sicknesses and infirmities. That's not what the Old Testament translates. But the New Testament interpreter under God's inspiration, Matthew, in the 8th chapter of his gospel, makes it clear that it is physical sicknesses that's being referred to as being carried away also. He not only had laid on him and he carried, bearing the full weight, away our sins and iniquities, but he had laid on him our sicknesses and infirmities and carried them away. And Isaiah goes on to say, pointing toward the future event that would yet come, with his stripes, we are healed. Always that double element in the types of the atoning work of Christ. That's why the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus, keeping the Passover, took bread and broke it, took the wine, gave meaning to these symbols that had been part of the Passover supper since they had exited Egypt. And he said, as he took each of the elements, of the wine, this is my blood which is shed for you, of the bread, this is my body which is broken for you, because the two elements are present. For sin, death is the penalty. Leviticus declares that the life of the soul resides in the blood. And for the sin laid on him, his blood was poured out unto death. That's why the cup is to remind us as we take it, and we are to discern as we look at this symbol of his shed blood, that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. and his blood containing the life of the soul was poured out unto death. I'm going to go from Isaiah to the New Testament to 1 Peter chapter 2, where Peter, looking back to the event that Isaiah had prophesied of, wrote in the King James, as it is translated, concerning Christ. Earlier verse said, 21st verse, because Christ also suffered for us. 22nd verse, who did no sin. 23rd verse, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. 24th verse, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Let me give you the Greek. Literally translated, who himself carried up on a nekton, carried up, hear it closely, who carried up, correction, who himself, altos, carried up the sins of us in the body of him onto the tree. Well, it says that in the King James, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. But the Greek gives it a little more precise meaning. Who himself carried up the sins of us in the body of him onto the tree. He carried in the body of him all the sins of us. Look, when he died on Calvary, you and I weren't born. That's why I tell you the sins were past, present, and future. The sins you will commit next year, should Jesus tarry, were just as much laid on him as the ones you now, having come to him, have committed to him and in faith believed and reckoned have been put on him. 2,000 years later, you're the sinner whose sins were laid on him 2,000 years ago. The double happening. Your sins as you commit them. God, who is the Alpha and Omega, in whom there is no time. Every sin committed by every man, past, present, and future, every woman, every person. He carried them up in the body of him onto the tree. And as he was nailed to that tree, and his blood poured out, payment for those sins was rendered, total and complete. That's why I say every time we go to this table, don't anybody tell you to examine yourself before you partake to see if you're worthy to partake. Paul never said that. He said examine the manner of partaking. Be careful that you don't partake unworthily. That's an adverb. An adverb defines the act, not the actor. It modifies the act, rather, not the actor. Paul was talking about the manner of partaking. A bunch of dumb Corinthians that had their eyes on themselves and had partaken of the agape or love feast, and some of them were drunk, and were going through this rote religious performance without discerning the Lord's body. He defined what partaking worthily is. Because he said, you partake unworthily when you partake not discerning the Lord's body, not understanding these things, what these elements represent. That's why I teach before we partake. Contrary-wise, you are partaking worthily when you discern the meaning of these elements. As we look at this symbol of the blood, we recognize that every sin that I'm guilty of, because I'm not worthy and neither are you. He carried those sins. the ones I've done throughout my life, the ones I'll keep doing no matter how hard I struggle. Hamartia is the definition of sin. Fall short. I'll fall short of His glory in this warfare with the Spirit and the drag of the flesh. But every short falling, every sin, every trespass laid on Him. He carried it up to the tree. And as He was nailed to the tree and His blood was poured out, the wrath of God was satisfied, poured out, payment made. God's wrath fell on Him. The Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. And as Peter says, literally, who Himself carried up the sins of us in the body of Him onto the tree. Quit taking them off. Quit standing in front of this table and saying, well, if I'm not perfect, I can't partake. You'll never be perfect until He, the God of peace, sanctifies us wholly over there, as the Thessalonian letter says. I can be made worthy. I am made worthy by the blood of the Lamb, because my sins were lifted off of me and carried in His body onto the tree where 2,000 years ago God executed His wrath against those sins. And they are removed, gone, forever. And as faith makes its connection through the discerning of the work of Christ, and we lift this cup and recognize that I am free of my sins in the penalty that God exacts because He took them off of me and Christ carried Him up onto that tree and God's wrath landed on that tree and I'm made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Lift the cup in that knowledge, that joyous knowledge, and say, thank You, Lord, as we partake together in Jesus' name. He took the bread, break it, and said, this is My body, which is broken for you. We've already studied in Isaiah 53, just as He carried my sins away from me, the Lord having laid on Him the iniquity of us all, the Lord laid on Him our sicknesses and infirmities. In the doc note, which is not available tonight, so don't ask for it, the doc note we pointed out that the verb for carrying it away, He wore our sicknesses, put them on like a garment. Just as here, He wore our sins and carried them up to the tree. And Peter, he goes on to say in this same verse, who His own self, King James, bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins, died with Him, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Literally, by the bruise, by the bruise of whom ye were cured. 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 Because as Isaiah 53 says, the Lord laid on Him our sicknesses and infirmities. Just as sins have a double happening, and the sins that you committed today were laid on Him and carried to that tree, receiving God's wrath, 2,000 years ago, my sickness tonight, your sickness wherever you are, was laid on Him 2,000 years ago, and by the bruises of Him, with His stripes, past tense now, Isaiah looked ahead, it hadn't happened yet, and said, with His stripes ye are healed. Peter, looking back, says, by the bruise of whom ye were, past tense, cured, done deed. My problem is the faith to hang on to the fact that my body's not yet caught up to the fact of God's healing, which occurred 2,000 years ago. That's why the bread's here. Wherever you are, you can do what I'm doing tonight. You can take this bread. I'm not worthy to take the cup. I can partake worthily discerning my sins were laid on him, and I'm made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. I'm not worthy of his healing virtue. But I can partake in the full knowledge that the Lord laid on him my sickness as well as my iniquities, and with his stripes I was healed. Claim it in faith wherever you are, as you take the bread and do as I do and personalize it tonight, looking back to Calvary where our sicknesses were put on him, beyond Calvary, back to Isaiah where Rotherham's translation says his visage was marred. Some have speculated God darkened the earth at his crucifixion so the world could not look on as he buffeted his son with every sickness to be known or experienced by mankind. The Lord laid on him my sicknesses and my infirmities, your sicknesses and your infirmities. Take the bread, discern it, partake worthily in the knowledge that healing is yours, and say with me, with his stripes, I was healed, as we take the bread together in Jesus' name.